I'm listening. Go ahead.
I'll be coming out because the very same times I'm attending two portfolio committee meetings, both of them, energy, mineral and energy and transport. So sometimes I'll be in, sometimes I'll be out and attending both meetings today.
Okay. You must.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Honorable members, apologies. I have two apologies. The minister is not here, it's abroad. And the other apologies that Menno Luchungu was struggling with the connection. Any other apology, Valerie, except the two that came?
Those are the only ones that I've shared with you, Chair. I haven't received any other apologies.
Okay, Chairperson, Honorable Moiman.
Thank you, Chair. I thought let us also bring on board the committee secretary to indicate as to whether is there any apology from our side, and that is super challenge.
Thank you, Chairperson. From the select committee, we have a standing apology for Honorable Lansman. That is the only apology.
Okay. Thank you very much. let me hasten then to say we our condolences goes to all the victims of the accidents recently happened, including the 21 victims of this accident in Opongolo. I think we will issue out a statement dealing with that part. And thank you very much, Honorable MacDonald, for reminding us. We are going to be short in terms of our agenda. We are today with the NCOP committee led by Honorable Kenny Moiman to just really take them through as to how we are dealing with the reservation from the presidency on the National Land Transport Amendment Bill. And it will then go to them after we have done what we do. Section 203 requires that we should confer with them how the portfolio committee is handling the matter. I am going to allow Menno Luthando to quickly take them through, as we have yet, Chair will be at a particular time required to leave for another meeting. I hope by that time we shall have done. Menno Luthando.
Thank you, Chair. And good morning to Chair and to the members of the committee. I will try, Chair, to be as quickly as possible to take you through the presentation that I have taken the portfolio committee through. Chair, I cannot share the presentation from my side as I'm joining from my phone. I have connection problems. I've asked Valerie, she said she's going to ask Alma if Alma could share the presentation. Thank you, Alma. Okay. The president has expressed some reservations with regard to clause 7 of the bill, which amends section 11 of the act to provide that municipality may enter into contracts for public transport services only where they meet a certain criteria that will be set by the Minister of Transport in consultation with the Minister of Local Government Matters. The provisions have also been inserted to empower provinces to intervene and, if necessary, enter into contracts themselves where municipalities do not comply with the prescribed criteria. We can move to the next slide. The president has a reservation with regards to clause 7A. He said that the clause appears to confer on national government the powers to conclude a wide range of contracts concerned, irrespective of whether they are national in scope, provincial in scope, or merely local in scope. Then the president also said that it appears that clause 7 is then in conflict with the principle that national and provincial governments are not generally permitted by legislation to assume local government functions. Can go to the next slide. The president also said the same thing with regards to clause 7B, which allows provinces to conclude the relevant public contracts for transport services. And he said the same thing, that it violates the principle that national and provincial government are not permitted by legislation to assume local government functions. I can move to the next slide. With regards to clause 7H and M, the power in H is made subject to the new clause 11C. The president is raising reservations about the constitutionality of the new section 11.6, because level 6 is a provision that deletes the provision that allows for the function to be assigned by the minister and instead vests the contracting authority automatically in the province. Can move to the next slide. The president has reservations that that is inconsistent with the constitution and the principle that national and provincial governments are not permitted to assume local government functions for themselves. Clause 7I is part of the package of amendments of the bill that makes the division of responsibilities between national, provincial, and local government. We can move to the next slide. Clause 7J, K, and L, the president said that it is not clear whether the intent and effect of those clauses of the bill is to preclude the assignment of powers contemplated in Section 156(4) of the Constitution. If that were to be their effect, that would appear to be unconstitutional. We have then produced an e-list which addresses the reservations of the president. E-list, it says that on page 5 from line 35 would omit paragraphs A and B. As you can see what those paragraphs provide, the effect of that is that those will be deleted, and that is that deals with the reservations with regards to 7A and B. On page 6, we'll renumber paragraph 2C to H because of the amendments that were effected previously. On page 6, we'll also omit subparagraph Roman figure 12, which deals with the subsidized contracts.
Lolutando, just repeat yourself there. You were in and out.
Oh, sorry, Chair. On page 6, we will omit, on page 6, we'll renumber paragraphs C to H to be A to F because of the amendments that were effected previously. And then on page 6, we'll omit the paragraph that provides that the municipality, the provinces can conclude subsidized contracts, commercial contracts, negotiated contracts, and stopgap contracts contemplated in Section 41A with operators for services. In the bill, there was a proviso which provided that, we can move to the next slide, Alma. In the bill, there was a proviso which provided that the municipal sphere of government is responsible for entering into the said contracts, provided that they would meet a criteria that will be set by the minister. So we will omit that paragraph, and that addresses also one of the reservations by the president that the municipality have now to meet a certain criteria before they enter into contracts. I can move to the next slide. On page 6, from line 41, we'll omit paragraphs I and J, and those are also the paragraphs that are dealing with the criteria. One of the paragraphs is that the municipality must apply to the minister for an exemption from that proviso that I just mentioned now. So if the municipality, the amendment proposed that if the municipality feel that they already meet the criteria set, then they can apply for exemption. And that will now be deleted because we are removing that altogether. And then on page 7, we'll omit paragraphs K to M. Those paragraphs proposed the deletion of section 11.3 and 5, which empowers the minister to assign any functions contemplated in subsection 1, which is a provincial function, to a municipality subject to the Constitution and the Municipal Systems Act. Sub 5, provided that where a municipality is performing a function contemplated in sub 1A, on the date of the commencement of the exercise, that function is deemed to have been assigned to the municipality. Those that will be deleted, the Act will remain as it was before the proposed amendments. And then we can move to the next slide. Excuse me. Paragraph M will be deleted. This is a consequential amendment to the new proposed provisions in relation to municipality meeting the set criteria. So the provision will remain as the same in the Act, so there's no need to consequentially amend that in the proposed amendments. Then on page 7, we are going to renumber the paragraphs because of the previous deletions. And also page 7 is also an editorial amendment, the one from line 17 to omit A. And then on line on page 7 from line 28, we're also going to omit the proviso that said that the municipality must comply with the certain criteria and requirements that are prescribed by the minister under section 10D. So that will be deleted, consequential to the removal of the provisions relating to municipalities meeting the criteria set by the minister. We can move to the next slide. Then on page 7, we're going to omit paragraph B. The paragraph provides that the deleted proviso does not apply to municipalities that have been exempted. So because we are removing that, so now we no longer need that paragraph. On page 7, it's also the one from line 52 is an editorial amendment because we've removed paragraph. So now we must remove the end and put a full stop. Then on page 7, again in line 53, we're going to omit paragraph D, which is the paragraph empowers the minister to that empowers the minister to prescribe the requirements and the criteria which the municipality must comply with, because we no longer have that provision, so that will be deleted. The provision in relation to the contracts and the municipalities is being removed well, as the paragraph is going to be deleted. That is the end of the presentation. Thank you, Chairperson.
No, Lutando. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the end of the presentation, and Chair and your team, this is how we are going to be handling this matter as the committee, and as I've said, the matter will then be processed further, and at some point you'll have to deal with this matter. So this was just to confer with you how we're dealing with the matter. You are not really required to have any input. I think we have come to the end of the meeting between the two committees, if I may say so. Your parting shot, Chair?
Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity, and also let me welcome the presentation from the legal team. We got the gist of the areas that did not give comfort in terms of the constitution that necessitated the return of the bill, and also the fact that I think the essence of what the presentation suggests is that in terms of the bill, it suggests the usurping of the municipalities outside the legal framework, and that to another extent created a tension between the bill and what our constitutionalism in as far as the three spheres of government, which are interrelated, interdependent, but at the same time being equal. So therefore, we appreciate the presentation and also the invite from the chair. We will await the bill at the right time when it reaches our house. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I have somebody that I like. I like the surname of this honorable member. I see the hand up. Honorable Tim.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I beg your indulgence to tolerate my ignorance, and maybe you can educate me. What is the procedure now? The bill has come back from the president. He's got reservations on its constitutionality. Will your committee now resubmit the bill to the House, and then will it then go back to the president? Can you just educate me on the process before it comes to us from your side? I'm just interested to know what the process is now. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Tim. Immediately after our meeting, we are going to be busy with clause to clause, with clause by clause, which will end up by us adopting the report on this bill, and then it will be processed through Parliament. It will then get to your desk before it can be taken to the president to assent. I hope I have said everything in this short period. Valerie, you have anything to add?
Chair, I think once the committee reports on this bill to the NA, then it will go back to the president. So the committee will today report on those amendments and its response to the reservations of the president on the constitutionality of that clause.
Honorable team, are we together?
Yes, Chairperson. Sorry, I was under the impression that the president only assented to the bill after it had been through both houses. So I was just concerned about that. But thank you for clarifying that for me.
Thank you very much. And thanks for coming. You are now liberated from this meeting, Chair, and the team. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Bon voyage. thank you very much. The clause by clause, that is item number 2, deliberations on the National Land Transport Amendment Bill number 7 of 2020, on matters pertaining to the president's reservations on the constitutionality of the bill. Can we quickly get to that clause by clause? Advocate, are you going to show us on the screen or?
Again, Chair, I would ask Alma or Valerie to share it. I'm still unable to share. I'm waiting for ICT to fix my laptop. So I'm joining from my phone.
Thank you very much. There we are.
Thank you, Alma. If you can just go to the e-list.
For members, e-list is what is commonly known as our A-list, am I correct?
Yes, Chair.
We have clause 1 as amended. There is clause 1 as amended. Can you enlarge?
Yes, Chair. On page 2, in line 16, we're going to omit the 11.1b Roman figure number because we are the clause that... Sorry, Chair. Yes?
Enlarge a bit so that members are not surprised. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Mike, can you please make your screen bigger?
There you
Thank
are.
You.
Clause 1.
Yes.
Amended. Honorable members. Are we agreeing to clause 1 as amended?
Agreed as amended, Chairperson.
Agreed as amended. Then clause 7 as amended.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Then we go to the long title. A long detail. As amended.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. And then, thank you. Those are the three that we need to tackle. Then we go to the F list, which is normally our B bill. Can we get a mover and a seconder?
Chairperson, I am moving.
Okay, for the F bill.
Chair, I just want to take you back after those clauses that you agreed to. I didn't hear that there was a mover and a seconder. Maybe my sound was not clear.
Okay, Valerie. Can we do that, honorable members? A mover and a seconder for all what has been agreed to before we go to the B bill?
Chair, honorable Chairperson.
Okay.
I am seconding, honorable Ramado.
Okay. You're seconding, Honorable McDonald. Is that
yes, Chairperson?
Is that clear, Valerie?
Yes, thank you for that, Chair.
Thank you very much. Can we move to the F bill? Honorable Mata had already moved. Any seconder?
Honorable McDonald seconds, Chair.
Seconded by Honorable McDonald. And then can we go to the report of the Portfolio Committee recommendations? Valerie?
Yes, Chair, this report outlines the processing of the bill, including the referral back, the meeting with the department and the solutions that the committee now had in terms of addressing those reservations, which was the result of 7E and 7F. So, Chair, for the purpose of this, the recommendation to the House that is to the end, if you will read that for the record, after members agree to this report, it will go to the House in terms of the instruction that was given by the Speaker in September last year on the committee to consider the reservations from the President and to report that to the National Assembly.
The Portfolio Committee on Transport, having considered the subject of the National Land Transport Amendment Bill, Bill number 7D of 2016, National Assembly Section 76, referred to it after certain reservations raised by the President in terms of Section 79, subsection 1 of the Constitution, recommends that the House adopt this report and approve the National Land Transport Amendment Bill, Bill 7E of 2016. Can we get a mover for the report?
Chairperson, Honorable McDonald,
I move that it has to be reported.
Okay, Honorable McDonald, Honorable Chris Hunsinger, and then Honorable Fikile Khumalo, in that order. So there is Honorable Mangu also. Honorable Mangu?
Chair, thank you very much. Could I ask just as you move back a little bit, back to that recommendation, Chair? There is something that maybe we might look at the reading there. The last part, as you were reading, Chair, this gadget I'm using is making me look like I'm from Free State, you know? But it's fine. It says after the section 76 bracket comma, it says referred to it after certain reservations raised by the President in terms of section 79, one of them recommends that the House adopts this report. Now, this is the second time we are taking this report to the House. Is it standard that we say we recommend it as if it's going for the first time? Or would we have covered that in the body of the report that we went with quite quickly?
Thank you, Valerie.
We do say, Chair, why this report was written. It's if members would go to Alma, can you just scroll to the top first to the heading of the report, please? It says this now that the report is on the President's reservations on the bill. A normal bill on a report would say the committee reports on the bill. So this time we refer to the President's reservations because that was referred to the committee. It was the President's reservations on this bill. And then it says now that the committee, having considered the bill to address the President's reservations on the constitutionality thereof, reports as follows. That's why we also mention it in the introduction, that on a letter was received by the President, it was referred to the committee for consideration and report, because the committee, in terms of the rules, are now required to explain to the House how it would address the President's reservations on the constitutionality of that clause. And then we also state that this was done in Section 79(1) of the Constitution. So members would see with the other reports, the committee would report on the bill specifically. But in this instance, it deals with that referral on the constitutionality issue and the reservations. So the report would read a little bit differently than your normal bill report.
Chair, thank you very much. I am covered, Chair. Thank you so much for indulgence.
Valerie has covered you, sir. Thank you very much.
Chair, through you, I've been covered. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Honorable Hunsinger?
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning to everybody. Chairperson, also through you, appropriately, there is no reference to the first report, but there is reference to the bill, which hasn't been enacted. So it is part of a continuation of a process. So consequently, this report should be viewed as a parallel report expressing progress on the procedure of getting the bill enacted. So I think the description in the final reference is appropriate, and that we could accept it as is, and that it's fine. Thank you, Chair.
So, Kegas.
Chair, well, can I also inform the committee that I think Mr. Hunsinger will have the memory. There was even more than one report. There's not even the second report on this bill, because in the previous parliament, the report, this bill, had to be re-advertised, and there were additional amendments. So the committee had to do interim reports to the House as well on the bill as it was progressing through the committee.
That was revived also.
Yeah, no, we understand that some of us may not have that memory because of... but thank you very much, Honorable Singer, Hunsinger, and Valerie. I think the report has been adopted, Julie. And thank you very much. There are no minutes. And from my side, I think this serves well for the members to go and do other work. And thank you very much, members, for showing up. We'll definitely meet on the 27th. And up till then, good luck with other activities.
Showing up as always. Long live the chair.
Thank you very much.
Chairperson, I will not be in the house today.
You are liberated. We'll meet in the house.
Showing up now. It seems.
he knows he was not in the house. That is why he's showing up.
I was, Chair.
No, you are not. Thank you very much, members. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Larry, can you stop the recording?
Sorry, Priscilla, I was just getting distracted here with the WhatsApp.